All right. Welcome to another episode of the Take the Shot Pod. I'm Nick.
And I'm Alec. And today, yes, we are joined by Rico the dog.
But he's on my lap this time, though.
Yeah, he doesn't like me right now. He got yelled at a couple times today. Don't pee and poop in the apartment, you dumb fuck. But we also have our first non-fake Alec live guest. Welcome to my brother, Cutie Pie. Cutie Pie. Say hello into the mic. He's a little camera shy. Hey,
hi.
Don't take a snap of this. Okay, this is proprietary.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, shut the fuck up. Don't take a snap of this. I don't want to be seen in public doing this. What are we talking about today, Nick?
I suppose you want to start by talking about some football.
Yes, I love football.
How do you feel about New Mexico, San Jose State?
Did not realize that was a matchup that I had to care about, to be honest with you.
No, but it's coming on tonight. All right, I guess we can start by talking about the game last night. We actually finally got a good Thursday night football game for once. So that doesn't
and I
too
did
often.
Not watch a single thing.
Oh, you? Like, I watched all that and you didn't.
Because I was at my grandmother's taking care of my dog
fair.
Making my grandma happy.
Look at Alec being a good grandson. That doesn't happen too often. Props to him.
Cutes, if you just want to record this, I mean, you can listen to it. Or put it on YouTube, man.
Well, I know you had some takes from yesterday's game, even though you didn't watch it.
Yeah, I can have... That's allowed.
All right, fine. All right, what's your takes, and I'll correct you.
Rams, fake news. Don't like him. You lose
the
to
Rams
that...
Rams are good. They just did a lot of dumb shit last
you
night.
You lose to that team that's... So injury plagued with Mac Jones as quarterback, out of here. You're not real. Don't try to tell me you're elite in the playoffs. Don't try to hype yourself up to beat the Eagles or another team in the NFC. You're not going to. Next.
The Rams, they have a good front seven. The problem is their cornerbacks. Their cornerbacks kind of suck.
Isn't one of them Emmanuel Forbes?
Yes, one of them is Emmanuel Forbes.
I mean,
that's kind of why
they
suck.
You make stupid decisions, you win stupid prizes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But they do. I like the front seven, though. It's a young defense, though, but they're still growing. But that back, the secondary, the back four, that's a little worrisome, I would say.
Yeah, you know what my other take is?
What?
NFL, stop letting Kyle Shanahan get away with this bullshit. Just beat him.
Oh, what?
He's not a good coach.
He's a good coach, bro. You always say he's Mark Trestman Yeezys. No one even remembers Mark Trestman.
I do.
That's because you're
unfortunately.
A Bears fan. Bro, how long did he coach the Bears? Like 8 years?
2 years.
2 years?
2 years too long.
Damn,
actually, it was it? Yeah, it was two. Because the first year was fine, but the second year just went completely off the rails.
And literally.
And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? He's not even the worst Bears coach of my lifetime.
Eberflus?
Yes.
Oh. That one's pretty bad. I guess Eberflus, everyone. But I feel like Eberflus, you'll probably forget about eventually.
If this keeps on track, as in
the general public, I don't mean you specifically. Because you still somehow remember Mark Trestman, and no one else does.
Hey, Rico, come here.
Oh, Alec misses Rico.
Yeah, the other take is Mac Jones, don't fall for it. He sucks. Next.
Yeah, it's just Kyle Shanahan. He just fucking works his magic with quarterbacks. Again, he was just taking advantage of a weak Rams secondary. Kendrick Bourne went off because literally there is no one else to throw to on that team. I think even Chris McCaffrey also had over 100 receiving yards on the night last night. What else happened?
Bunch of missed kicks.
Oh, yeah, the Rams field goal kicker. I don't know how he always keeps getting his kicks blocked. I'm assuming that's a kicker thing, but I doubt all...
It's probably a whole unit thing. It can't just be on the kicker. It's got to be on the long snapper, got to be on the holder, got to be on the line for not letting them through.
Probably, but I feel like it's happening to him a lot more than his others.
Cute's just putting in his AirPods right now. He doesn't want to hear. He doesn't think this is good content. Crazy.
What else happened? Oh, someone. Wait,
was didn't Mac Jones mysteriously almost die and then respawn?
He didn't almost die. He just was cramping up or something. Then he ended up walking off his own power.
Oh, I know. I know a player cramped up in a big game.
Shout out your boy Adrian Martinez. future Heisman quarterback for the Huskers.
Shut the
fuck. Oh.
He was a good – if he didn't get hurt his freshman year, he would have been really good.
Part of that best 39 team of all time.
He should have gone to Tennessee, honestly. That's where he was committed prior to flipping to Nebraska. And if he went to Tennessee, a lot of different things would have happened in his life.
He probably wouldn't have been a part of the best 39 team of all time, though.
Well, I mean, you win some, you lose some.
But, yeah, overall, it was a good game. Surprised that the 49ers pulled it out, considering that literally everyone expected to play besides Christian McCaffrey was injured. But, yeah.
Yeah, should we kind of pivot into the NFL slate this week that we preview, since we're already talking about NFL?
Yeah, the NFL slate this year, this week is a little booty. Do we want to start off with a London game? Because there is a London game. Alec is checking out his brother. I'm assuming he's watching TikToks.
The London game is Vikings-Browns, and I don't know. The only take I have on this game is, why the hell are the Browns throwing Dylan Gabriel at Brian Flores for his first game? That seems like the dumbest thing ever. But if you remember last week, I had the same take about the Giants and sending Jackson Dart to the Chargers, and they beat the Chargers. So maybe I'm stupid.
I feel like Brian Flores is a little different, and he was also comparing – I heard he compared Dylan Gabriel to Tua, and
– Well, he hated people, Tua, so he's probably going to hate Dylan Gabriel.
No, he hated Tua, so
– So you're telling me that Dylan Gabriel's about to get murdered on live TV?
That's possible. Maybe
he'll have to wake up early for it.
There might be an investigation for Battingate. I will probably wake up during the second half and maybe watch it.
You know what's crazy, though? The Browns' defense, their pass rush, kind of good. Okay, and you know who makes stupid decisions with the pass rush?
Okay, I literally heard this stat. You want to know who's, like, I forget how long it was. Usually, like, the past, like, 4 or 5 seasons. But do you want to know who is literally, like, forced, like, the least, like, teams have converted, like, the least first downs on?
Is it the Browns?
No.
What are you doing, choking my dog?
No, he was sneezing. Got allergies, allergic to all your bullshit. But yeah, the Browns, literally, they have had like one of the best defenses over the past 4 years, and their offense has been such dog shit, it literally has not mattered.
Well, you know who's going to make stupid decisions because their pass rush is really good? Carson Wentz. He's going to make some dumbass plays because he's a dumbass.
This is definitely going to be a defensive game. We can actually see a couple of defensive touchdowns.
The Vikings will win. The Vikings will win because they always win these types of games, and they've also been in London for a whole week. And
they also
Browns.
Got JJ and
no, they're not Jordan playing. Oh, I thought you meant JJ McCarthy. Oh, he's
no.
Not
no, no, I do not refer to him as JJ. He's got to be better than the real JJ to earn that.
JJ Hickson?
No, Justin Jefferson.
JJ Hickson.
Bro, you're JJ Hickson, bro. That's a throwback. Who remembers
exactly.
That guy?
You're welcome.
We'll be getting into basketball later on the pod.
Fucking kill me. Next game.
Next game. I'm probably going to skip around because I'm getting a lot of these.
Oh, that Cardinals-Titans game. I'm sorry for you Titan Up fans out there. Oh, actually. Cam Ward. That game sucks. Actually, this is my question about that game. Don't try to tell me Cam Ward's good. Don't try to tell me the Cardinals suck. I know.
No, Cardinals suck. And
okay,
fuck
I'm not
all the
saying.
Nerds.
I'm not saying that's. I'm not
I'm
saying,
saying
that's
fuck
a
all
bad
the nerds
take.
That tried to say the Cardinals were good, including you.
Listen to my fucking take, Nick. I have a question to ask about that game.
All right.
Is that the team? Is that the matchup composed of the most irrelevant franchises in the NFL? Is there a more relevant matchup out there that we could make besides Titans Cardinals?
You know, I'll say Cardinals Panthers.
I could get there, but I feel like the Panthers are in the news for always doing dumb shit. Plus, they also had Cam Newton in their lifetime, so the Panthers were kind of.
But you can say the same. I was thinking of that, but I was like, can I say the same thing about the Cardinals because they had Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, but Larry's not Cam.
But they still, I mean, but they still made a Super Bowl.
True, but. The rest of like the rest, they made the Super Bowl and then won like 4 games the next year.
Yeah, I don't know, but since Cam, there's literally been nothing, and before Cam, there was nothing. So like,
I don't know.
Literally, the whole Carolina Panthers history that's like actually good as Cam.
I don't know. Audience, if you have any takes out there about the most irrelevant matchup in the league, let us know.
Yeah, Alec, let us know. Good games. We got Broncos-Eagles.
That's not a good game. Eagles by 50.
Again, I told you it's a rough week.
Bo Nix sucks, by the way. I'm right on that one. Thank you.
I think both quarterbacks kind of suck.
Jalen Hurts is good.
A.J. Brown might lose his mind. And so might Devontae Smith.
Jalen Hurts is good. We got to put some respect on his name. He's not like Bo Nix level of suck.
Bo Nix, we got to see it first.
You put Jalen Hurts on the fucking, I don't know, Cardinals, and they're a little bit better than they are with Kyler Murray.
Are they?
You put Jalen Hurts on the Vikings right now, the Vikings are a threat to win the NFC.
Fair.
You put Bo Nix on the Vikings, it's the same thing.
But can they? I don't know if the Vikings line is good enough for like Jalen Hurts to like fucking tush push his way to every first down.
He doesn't have to. He'll just run. He'll just run a regular sneak.
But he's gonna fucking throw it to JJ. Oh, bro. Oh, if JJ wasn't getting the ball, bro, he'd be losing his mind.
Well, Kevin O'Connell's actually a good coach, and he couldn't fucking just run the option.
But that's one of the better games of the day. I think I got. You know what? I'm saying it. I'm predicting the upset. I got the Broncos.
Eagles are winning that.
Broncos.
I've got some. By the way, not to. Oh, I do have an upset of the week for the football. Let me pull up the schedule. Actually, just list off the games.
We also got Texans, Ravens.
That's not an upset of the week.
Lamar is also ruled out for the game, though.
That's not an upset of the week, but it's going to be hilarious.
Although, literally every Ravens game has gone over, so maybe it's a basketball game for CJ Stroud.
Cooper Rush
sucks.
Who
just turned 24 and was also complaining how he felt old.
Welcome to my life, man.
Well, he's only 24. Raiders Colts.
Raiders are winning this game. If Pete Carroll gets out of his own way.
I had to say it, but I think the Colts are winning this game.
No. I'm telling you, Daniel Jones versus Max Crosby, Max Crosby's going to kill that guy. Max Crosby's good.
The Colts are, I don't know. At this point, I just feel like the Colts are going to be surprisingly good.
Nope. I don't believe it.
Daniel Jones will have his one good year again, then he's going to fucking regress back to what he was like with the Giants.
Geno Smith is going to have games where he throws a bunch of picks and throws the Raiders out of the games, just like the Bears game. And he's also going to have games where he's good, and those interceptions are fluky, and he completes passes to Brock Bowers and Jacoby Myers and Michael Mayer and Ashton Jeanty.
Oh, Michael Mayer.
Yeah, well,
Michael Myers, the serial killer.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, there has been a tight end that's been a serial killer in the past, so.
Ooh. He was very good at what he did.
In multiple ways.
We got Dolphins, Panthers.
Yeah, I don't care. Dolphins are winning this.
You know, I got Panthers with the upset.
Honestly, if I didn't listen to Lubitsard, I think maybe the Dolphins-Panthers would be the most irrelevant game ever.
That's up there.
Because, you know.
Although the Dolphins did have a really good history with Dan Marino.
True. They do have a lot of fans.
That's mostly what their legacy is like carrying off of. Bucks-Seahawks.
Ooh, where's that game at?
In Seattle. Oh, yeah, I guess I was going to ask you about this. So, apparently the Seahawks stadium and the Mariners stadium are right next to each other. There's been some rumors that this game might be moved around time-wise because
I think they figured that out.
The Mariners game starts like 7-something. We're Central Time. So this game starts at 3-0. Seahawks start at 3:05 our time, and then the Mariners start at like 7 our time.
I think they're good.
They're good?
They figured it out. I think it's all good.
Did they figure it out?
I'm pretty sure.
All right.
I'm pretty sure because I think the Tigers or the Guardians needed to win to fuck it up, but they didn't win, so.
Oh. All right. Well, whatever. Bucks-Seahawks. The offensive line is
I'm taking the Bucks. I don't believe in the Seahawks. I don't believe in Sam Darnold.
The Seahawks have a good idea. I feel like it's just going to be like a low-scoring game. And I think the Seahawks sneak it out.
Nah.
Just barely.
I disagree.
I would take the Bucks to cover, though, because I think it's plus 3.5. Titans Cardinals. That's disgusting. And the Cardinals suck ass, which I try to tell a certain co-host on the pod.
Cardinals are still winning this game, and if they don't, their coach should be fired.
Oh my god. You know what? Fuck it. I might put some money on the Titans for fun.
Whatever. Whatever fills your fantasies, man. The Cardinals are winning that game. The Titans Manders, suck.
Chargers. Yeah, I got the Chargers.
It's going to be some rust for Jaden coming back.
Yeah.
And I think the Chargers have had a wake-up call on last week, so I'm picking the Chargers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like they're not going to drop two games in a row like that. Lions-Bengals.
Lions, easy. Yeah, that would have been a good game back in the day. I'm going to call it out. Hurt.
Dave Montgomery is going to go off this game.
Good.
And he's going to get the game ball.
You know, I just added into my starting lineup and replaced somebody in one of my leagues. So.
Yeah, there was something about his sister. Something not good. I think I forget exactly what it is. So I just don't want to say it. But I feel like the team is just going to rally behind him, and they are just going to try to boost up his stats.
I could see
especially
it.
Especially since the
they
Bengals
all everybody
don't
loves
really have a defense.
Everybody loves David Montgomery. Like Bears fans, Bears players, Bears organization, they all loved him. Lions fans, Lions players, Lions organization love him. So he's always been a good teammate. Iowa State guys love him.
Not financial advice, but bet David Montgomery overs. All right. I guess we got. No, I'm gonna skip the Sunday night game. Bounce back to that. Monday night we got Chiefs Jags.
I'm picking the Chiefs. Travis Kelce has a big game. He just had a song made about
Travis
his dick. He's having a big game. Can we
Travis
go back Kelce's to the Sunday
not,
night game? Because that's
Travis
Sunday
Kelce's
night game.
Not having a big game, but the Jaguars have been literally living off turnovers. And Pat Mahomes doesn't really turn the ball over, so I feel like the Chiefs pulled out, and I feel like it's probably a big Xavier-worthy game. But yes, now we can bounce to Sunday night.
Well, this game is the game.
This might be the best game of the week.
This game is the game I'm picking my upset of the week. For the NFL.
Patriots?
It's gonna surprise you. Yeah, Patriots.
Yeah, my boy, good. Drake, let's go. Yeah.
Watch out for that Bills defense. I don't think it's that good.
Oh, yeah.
But
well,
also,
we all know it's not that good.
Also, I could also see Drake May being stupid and throwing three picks. So
that could happen, but I don't think it will happen.
It could.
I could see Travion Henderson breaking off this game because
he needs
again,
to. Man.
The build.
I don't know why I picked him in like every fantasy league I'm in, but jeez.
Hey, he did have a lot of hype, but they're just not really using him that much. But if there is a good defense to break it off against, it might be the Bills. And it's also not ridiculously cold in Buffalo yet, so it's not like weather should really be too much of a factor in this game. But yeah, that's it for the pro. We got a kind of a weak week. Your team's off, the Falcons are off, the Steelers are off, and the Packers are off. So, yeah, missing some good teams in there.
Yeah.
And some mid teams.
Well, let's pivot to college football, Nick. I've got a couple upsets of the week on this one, too. One of them's going to surprise you. I think it's going to surprise everybody.
Okay, what's your upset of the week?
Well, it involves a top 25 team.
I figured. Oh, wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it going to be Purdue over Illinois?
Fuck!
Oh, I got it. Let's go, baby. Ooh, I knew it.
Damn. Well, you stole my thunder, Nick. So are you picking this as your upset of the week,
oh,
too?
Oh, no. I was just guessing your upset of the week. That wasn't my upset of the week. I was just guessing yours. I was like, I feel like that's yours.
I think that they got their ass beat at Indiana. They came back around. They nutted up versus USC, and now I think they're going to have a letdown game on the road in Purdue.
I can see it. I think Michigan probably waxes Wisconsin,
yeah.
Iowa State, Cincinnati.
Wisconsin,
like that might be like a slugfest.
Wisconsin. Iowa State, Cincinnati, sneaky good game. Like, actually, Cincinnati looked pretty good all year, basically, and the Huskers were one interception away from pissing that game away, so Cincinnati could be undefeated right now.
True. I feel like Clemson just has a get right game against North Carolina. I feel like.
Yeah, but it'd be funny as fuck if Bill Belichick went in there and beat Dabo.
If Jordan won?
Exactly.
If Jordan won, I'm dancing over Clemson's grave.
If Jordan wins this game, Dabo's got to quit Clemson. Just resign. The game has passed you by.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Nebraska, Michigan State before you go into any other games. Nebraska's winning this game. I am less worried because for some reason I thought it was a road game, so I don't know why I was so worried about this game. It's at home. I think they win. I don't think they cover. I think the line's way too big for – I have no idea why.
And would you like to know what ESPN has them I guess their matchup predictor, what percentage they have a chance to win?
I know that. Is the spread still like 11.5, or is it went down to 10?
I don't know, because ESPN doesn't put the spreads anymore. Because I don't know why they keep trying to integrate like ESPN bet into it, yet like they got rid of the spreads.
I'm pretty sure Nebraska's favored to win. I think after the Michigan game, they became not favored at USC by like 3%, but they're favored to win every other game by like 70-30.
Have the odds on here. I'll look it up. But yes, I'm pretty sure Nebraska's favored to win by a decent margin.
Yep, I think they'll win. Yeah, the only thing, of course, that people are freaking out about the wind, and that means the run game has to show up, and the run game's been a struggle.
Oh.
And obviously my quarterback is slow.
And guess what it went up to?
To go up?
12.5.
What the
Okay. So why not?
They must know something we don't know about Nebraska or Michigan State sucking, so I don't know.
Well, to be fair, 92% of the money line bets on Nebraska. I guess at 12.5, at least on according to DraftKings, please sponsors. Michigan State has most on the spread, that's 63%, and there is a lot on the over, 68% on the over. So, if I know anything, it's probably going to be a close game. Michigan State's going to cover, and it's probably going to go under.
Yeah. Nick, by the way, our Dasher's been waiting at a Wingstop for a while to pick up.
Bro, what did I fucking tell you? Okay, just some backstory. Alec is ordering some food for himself and his brother from Wingstop, and I literally told him whatever time it says that DoorDash is supposed to bring it here, I am like, bet the over, because Wingstop is never on time. Even the Wingstop. The Wingstop's running late.
And guess what? I already tipped that motherfucker, so I'm not tipping him again.
Well, to be fair, that's not really his fault. That's true. A Wingstop's fault. What did I tell you?
To pivot back into football, Nick, what are the other matchups
you're listen to me now, to? Believe me later on.
I think that on an... God damn it. I don't think Vandy's going to upset. The only reason I'm not picking Vandy to win this game against Bama is because Vandy won last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got the big upset last year, so it's like, it's hard to see 2 years in a row. But I kind of see Diego Pavia just balling out.
I don't. I think Bama's actually really good. I think they had a wake-up call versus FSU. And Kalen DeBoer's a good coach. But the one thing I could see
it being like a shootout.
The one thing I'll say about Kalen DeBoer's teams. They basically fuck around for three quarters and then win a game despite trying to lose for three quarters.
Yeah. Wait, is that the night game?
I think Miami FSU is a night game.
Wait, I'm looking. It's 2:30. Texas Florida is also 2:30, and this will be Arch's first real test after Ohio State to see if he gets exposed or not.
That game's going to be a lot closer than people think it is.
Oh, yeah, no, that game's going to be close. Florida has a good defense.
It's just if DJ Olagwe knows how to play quarterback, which he clearly doesn't.
Also, my leg is completely asleep.
Get him up.
He's sleeping. While I'm asleep. Penn State, UCLA. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah.
That's a pointless game.
Penn State's should be putting BTA on that, belt to ass.
Yeah, apparently UCLA got rid of their offensive coordinator, too.
They probably should have got rid of everyone.
Yeah.
Including the whole team.
Yeah.
Actually, you want to know what I think will surprisingly be a good game? Virginia-Louisville.
Yeah, that's a good ACC game. I think both teams
surprisingly, Virginia is... They're 7.5-point underdogs. I would definitely...
People like Louisville.
That's my episode of the week. Bet Virginia.
People like Louisville for no reason. I don't like them. I don't trust Jeff Brohm as head coach.
I have no idea who that is.
He is Purdue's old coach who beat Ohio State that one time after Rondale Moore.
Oh, nice. Any other good games of the week?
That Mississippi State game is going to be a good game, but I don't think Mississippi State does it again because Mississippi State just can't get over the hump.
Oh, man, this dude is knocked.
Is he breathing?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He just he got a shot at the vet, so I wanted to make sure he was okay.
Okay. Duke, California. I'm going to say California washes Duke.
I don't know. Where's
it's
that game
it's
at?
In Cal.
Okay, never mind.
It's in Cal at 9:30.
Okay, Cal's winning.
I'm going to say Cal washes. Then I guess Minnesota, Ohio State. If you want to count that as a big game, I know.
Ohio State's probably washing them.
Okay. And then lastly, Miami at Florida State. That would be a good game. This is probably Miami's first like true test because it's a road game.
So here's the thing.
Go to Tallahassee.
I think Miami wins because I think Miami's defense is way better than FSU's offense.
Yeah.
But Carson Beck is prone to throwing interceptions, and Tony White knows how to get some turnovers. Watching Nick try to pick up this dog is hilarious right now.
Pick him up without waking him.
Well, he's going to wake up either way. Ouch. Come here, Reek. Come here, buddy. I think Miami wins, but I think if Carson Beck has a bad game, watch out.
You can come back. God damn.
Come here, Rico. Rico, come here.
I woke up Rico.
He's got to eat, so.
Oh, all right. You want to give him his food now?
Yep. How about you talk about something going on in the world that just doesn't need me to talk back.
All right. Since I am going on about things in the world that Alec doesn't want to talk about, let's start in some NBA. We got Jonathan Kuminga agreed to a 2-year, $48 million deal, roughly. I don't remember the exact numbers on there. Also, Shams is full of bullshit, and he is a clutch robot. Fuck Shams. Bring back Woj. He said that the second year of the deal is meant to be ripped up, which is definitely not true because that is not what team options are for. Team options are there for if players overperform, the team definitely takes that up. If the player underperforms, the team lets them go, and then that player is fucked. So, yes, no, that is not designed to be ripped up. Shams, I have no idea what the fuck you're on about. I don't know what clutch agent told you that, but or who gave you that idea, but that is the complete opposite of what team options are there for. And then also, who was it? Quentin Grimes. Yes, he picked up his qualifying offer. The Sixers didn't really make him a real offer, so it just kind of made sense for him to pick up his qualifying offer since it really wasn't that much. It was like a million and a half less than what he was being offered on a yearly basis from the Sixers. So might as well play that out and just go into free agency next year. And he definitely will make more of a bag next year. And it just seems like the Sixers really didn't want to keep him. No one really knows what they're doing. Apparently Joel Embiid is supposedly healthy, but I will believe that when I see it. But Alec is back. And Rico is smashing. So if you hear some noises in the background, that is Rico absolutely bashing.
Just like Nick bashed on those takes. Nick, what the hell are we talking about next? Oh, do you want to do your stupid NBA over-under things, or do you want to have me do a little bit on the MLB playoffs real quick? Which do you want first?
Do you want to go over your MLB fun rankings? Still hating on the Dodgers even after we put Bell to ass to your Reds that was supposedly supposed to upset the Dodgers?
Well, let's go through that updated fun rankings, okay? So,
surprise, he still has Dodgers last.
If you don't know, the Padres, Guardians, Red Sox, who the hell is the other one?
The Reds.
Oh, the Reds. That's the Reds are irrelevant. That's why I didn't remember.
Oh, you literally picked them as your upset for
the
Dodgers.
Yeah, as soon as they lost, they're dead to me forever. Okay, that's what I can remember. So the Reds, Guardians,
shout out your boy TJ for
Padres, and Red Sox are out. So the new fun rankings on order of how fun it would be if they won the World Series. There's been some changes from the original list. The last place, number 8, it's the Dodgers. No one besides the person sitting across from me wants to see the Dodgers win.
They're not fun.
They are fun.
Pitching sucks.
Shohei's daddy.
Shohei's a criminal who belongs in jail.
Shohei is an American hero.
And, okay, what's the deal about Mookie almost dying early in the year and then coming back and being fine? Doesn't make any sense to me. Number seven.
You guys said he wasn't fine all year.
Number seven.
Hey, he's just showing up when it matters.
It's the Brewers. The Brewers, they still suck. And they have no good players. And I have no idea how they're good.
What about Mizorowski?
That guy sucks. He was ass after the All-Star break. And he got an All-Star game for no fucking reason other than he throws 100 and he's tall and has a weird delivery. Out of here with that guy. And he's not even starting because he sucks. He's in the bullpen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Number six is the Tigers. They have Javi Baez.
Rico is finished bashing.
They have Javi Baez on the... Oh, you just hear Rico sneezing on the mic. They have Javi Baez on the team, so they should probably be higher, but they are part of the AL Central, and that's the NFC South, or the AFC South of baseball. So they're number six. Number five, this has been a change from the original list.
Oh, he's still hungry. He's just...
It is the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have gone down, and the Yankees have gone up and replaced them at number four. That is because the Yankees have some big boppers. Watching Giancarlo Stanton hit, it's either it's really fun, or he's going to strike out and look like a dumbass. But when he hits the ball hard, and he hits the ball far. Watching Cody Bellinger hit, he has a pretty ass swing, man.
Shut up, my boy.
Kind of fun.
I miss Cody.
The other change has been the Cubs moving up in the list and the Phillies moving down the list. This is because...
Who could have predicted that?
This is because Pete Crow Armstrong is hitting again. Only singles. Kyle Tucker looks fine. The only thing about the Cubs that is not fun is their best pitcher is still out because he broke his rib and the Cubs had no idea until the MRI came back, even though he had back soreness, and they pitched him anyway. Fuck the Cubs. Number one, it's still the Mariners. The Mariners are still fun because they're from Seattle, have the big dumper, and have some great pitchers. And Julio Rodriguez is really good. That is number one. But, Nick, have you watched any of the playoffs so far?
Just the Dodgers. I guess I watched a little bit of the Red Sox-Yankees here.
Any takes about the game of baseball? Not the playoffs in general, but the gameplay. Have you noticed a difference in the pitch clock? Even though we're like 2 years after.
Not really, because I'm really not paying that much attention to it. But Shohei's still daddy.
Nick, let's move on to basketball.
Oh, we're jumping in my bag. Well, the basketball season is almost upon us. They're playing their bullshit preseason games in other countries to promote the game. The Sixers and the Knicks were in Abu Dhabi. The Pelicans, surprisingly, I think they were in Australia. I was going to say they were doing it for the Dyson Daniels, but they traded them. So I don't think they have any Australian players
left on their team.
Dyson Daniels?
No. Rico, don't get Nick's backpack. Thank you.
Yeah. Come here, boy. Yeah. But yeah, we can start in the over-unders. Alec wants to split them up, so we'll do the Eastern Conference today, and then we'll do a Western Conference on Monday or Tuesday, whatever day we do it. But would you like to start?
Well, do you have the list? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I got the list pulled up.
Also, I refuse to talk about two of these teams, and a borderline third, so... I'll let you take
two. I'm guessing those are probably the bottom three. But, well, fine. I'll ask you this. You want to start from the top or you want to start from the bottom?
Start from the top.
He's licking my leg. Whatever. We got the Cavs at 56.5.
Doing under.
You doing under? I'm going over.
Under.
I'm going over. It's a weak East. Again, I guess Darius Garland and Max Strus will be out for the first part of the season. Hopefully, Darius Garland only misses like a month or so. Oh, he's licking mine.
It's amazing how computer. Nick doesn't realize that puppies are going to lick and bite things.
At first, he was licking my leg. Then he started working his way up to my computer.
So. He's going to work his way up to your face in a second.
Yeah, I've been stopping that. Don't worry. We're getting there. Oh, yeah, Darius Garland, he'll hopefully be out for like a month, but Max Strus will be, I'm guessing he'll probably be back closer to All-Star because he did have a Jones fracture in his foot, and as we saw with KD, that can linger. I had one of those, and it kind of lingered. I definitely feel, like, good, even after the doctors, like, cleared me and stuff. But yeah, going over the Cavs. It's a
I'm going under. They remind me of the Suns. The one year they were really good, they came back and disappointed.
They still got Donovan Mitchell on, and I still think.
But the Suns still had Evan Booker.
I still think Evan Mobley has another level to go up, and they should have a really good defense. And
next.
They got Lonzo. The Knicks at 53.5.
Under.
Ooh, that's balls. I'm going to go over.
Here's my thing. The minute Knicks are optimistic about their teams, something stupid happens. It's fate. It's been this way my whole entire life. I know I get on your ass for saying the Chargers are going to charge all the time, but the Knicks are going to nick. That's a fact, Jack.
That's fair. But the Knicks, they're deep. They got more of a bench. Again, the East is very weak, and a lot of teams in the East are really not trying to win. So I think the Knicks will take advantage of that, and I think they'll go over. Oh, this might actually be one of the teams that you don't want to talk about, but next is the Magic.
Yep, I'm not talking about that team. That don't exist.
All right, well, over or under? I'm guessing under. Would you like – it's at 50.5.
I'm not talking about that team. Well, you take that one.
You choose over or under?
Under.
All right, I figured. I am also going over. I just think the top three in the East will probably rake up a lot of wins with a lot of teams that aren't really looking to try that hard. The Magic kind of had the year from hell last year with the two oblique injuries for Paulo and Franz, which that is not a basketball injury normally, but you kind of saw Paulo really stepping up in the playoffs and really saw what he's capable of. I think Paulo continues on that, and I think he could be a dark horse for MVP. But yeah, shout the Magic. Hawks at 47.5.
This was the other team that was borderline I'm not talking about.
Oh,
But I will say under for this one, and I will give you the reason why. Trae Young is not a good basketball player. Trae Young cannot be your best player.
The Hawks are not good. It's going under. I have no idea if you're going from the top to the bottom, why the fuck the Hawks are even top five in the first place. Where are the Bucks?
We're getting there. The Hawks have had a lot of hype because of their offseason signings. They have gotten Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Kristaps Porzingis.
Wow. That's supposed to out-hawk the Hawks?
They're also getting...
Oh, get out of here.
Kristaps
Porzingis... No, I'm not going to say that.
Wait, they're getting Jalen Johnson back as well. Again, they were a very good team when Jalen Johnson was playing.
I'd rather have Tyler Hero than Trae Young.
I do believe that they could go over this number. I just really want to see it from the Hawks because like you said, the Knicks are going to nick. The Hawks are going to hawk. And besides that one 60 win team with Jeff Teague, they haven't really done much. They got to the conference finals that one year with Trae Young, but even that year, they weren't that good of a regular season team. I just don't trust them that much. I really don't trust them. And they are unwilling to commit to Trae Young. And if things go south at the beginning of the year, I would say that there is a chance that they do decide to look into Trae Young trades, since he could be a free agent at the end of the season and might try to get whatever they can for him.
I just know the Suns are trading for Trae Young, and then I'm quitting that franchise.
The Suns are not trading for Trae Young because they literally have nothing to trade for Trae Young.
Who else would trade for Trae Young?
I think at that point, the Hawks would probably just let him go, then trade him to the Suns. Because, again, they're not taking back every contract for Trae Young from the Suns just to get rid of him. At that point, they might just, even if things go south, then maybe they'll just fucking try to re-sign him in the offseason. All right, Pistons at 45.5.
Under.
I'm going over. Jaden Ivey comes back. I believe in internal development. Also, you've literally got... you've gone under on your first five picks. I've gone 4-1 on my over and unders. But yeah, I think Cade Cunningham, he's getting better every year. Asar Thompson, getting better every year. He really started picking it up. He started off slow to the year because he was also coming back from a blood clot. It is a very young team. Jalen Duren also getting better. And so is Jaden Ivey. So...
Yes, but my argument would be, what do we always say about development?
Development is not linear, but...
Thank you.
Under.
But, again, that is projecting a lot of development for a lot of the young players, but because they are so young, if even just a couple of them hit, and if they hit hard, I definitely could see that going over. Next, we got the Bucks at 43.5.
Ooh, the first one that's tempting, but I'm going under. You know why? Because Doc Rivers is their coach. And also, they don't really have that. They don't have Chris. I know Chris is old. I know Damian Lillard had the whole Achilles things, but they don't really have a second star.
Yeah, I don't really think they need a second star, and I think as long as they have Giannis, I think they'll go over.
Think Giannis is getting traded this year in the season, so.
Ooh, bold take. But I don't think he's getting – I think if he gets traded in the offseason, I think trades of that magnitude are very hard to do, especially in the second apron area.
Rico, stop biting him.
Sorry, second apron era. Oh, he is going at it. Hey, Rico.
Sit down.
Yeah. Trades are very hard in the second apron era. I think they at least ride out. Miles Turner is like a younger Brook Lopez. And Miles Turner's happy to be where he's appreciated, not where he's tolerated. And, yeah, good vibes for the Bucks. I'm going over. The 76ers.
Under. Under. You know why? How the fuck am I supposed to trust those guys will be healthy?
My point exactly, and that is also why I'm going under. You've also literally gone under on all your picks, and there's no way these are all going under. But yeah, the 76ers are at 42.5. I don't know how you can trust Joel Embiid or Paul George to stay healthy at this point. At this point, they should literally just be – he is also biting you. But yeah, at this point, they should literally just build a team around Joel – or fuck, not around Joel Embiid. They should just build it around Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, and BJ Edgecombe. Also, Jared McCain's also injured to start the season, and the Sixers just seem to be cursed. Sorry, I didn't realize that toy squeaked. But, yeah, I am going under for the 76ers. Next up is the Celtics at 40.5. They're basically projecting them to be a 500 team.
Under. You know why? Because despite what the media wants you to believe, or not the media, but despite what that little dumbass Jason Tatum wants you to believe, he's not coming back this year.
Yeah, he's not coming back this year. If he comes back, he's definitely tearing something. I will not wish that upon him. But, yes, I think – okay, sneaky thing is the Celtics have their pick this year. They literally have no centers on the rosters worth a damn. If there literally is an injury to Derek Brown – or, fuck, not – Derek White or – sorry, Jaylen Brown. Sorry, mixed up the colors, the last names. But yeah, if there's an injury to either one of those, their team's ass. And Jason Tatum's not playing. And Jason Tatum literally does so much for that team. He was the best rebounder on the team. He definitely got the most assists, got the most points. I think Jaylen Brown can make up for a lot of that in the scoring department. And I think Peyton Pritchard can do that as well. They also got Anthony Simons. But I don't think they're going to be that good of a defensive team. And again, they don't have a center worth a damn. And a lot of these teams have centers, so you kind of need someone to play down low. So I think they may tank this season, try to get a decent pick, and probably draft the best center available.
Way too much analysis on the Celtics. Please move on.
It's a popular. That's all, G. I'm in my bag. All right. Will Alec finally get an over? We got the Pacers at 38.5.
Fuck no. Under. They don't even have their best player.
True. I'm also with Alec on this one. This is where my unders start coming in. I'm predicting under for the Pacers. They don't have Tyrese Haliburton. He definitely is not coming back. He is not like Jason Tatum and is working out in the gym already. But they are planning on putting the ball in Andrew Nembhard's hands as well as Bendik Mathurin. I'm sure there'll be some growing pains with that. Also, if Pascal gets injured for any amount of time, they may also shut it down and try to get another high draft pick to rebuild. Not sure how sold they are on Ben Dickmatherin because he is coming up for extension talks. And if they decide to tank it out, they may just try to get another draft pick to replace him. Or it probably just depends on what they can sign him for. But yeah, I definitely could see this as a team where it starts off slow, doesn't really get too much better, and then they just certain players start popping up with mysterious injuries because they also happen to trade back for this pick, surprisingly, a couple days before Tyrese Haliburton got injured. But yeah, and that trade was more of a salary dump just because they didn't really want to pay a rookie salary this year, but they will probably need it next year. And I know you'll say that's too much analysis for the Pacers, but I got to provide some insight for our fans.
Next.
All right. Did we finally get it over from Alec? We got the Raptors with 37.5.
Under. Who the fuck is the Raptors' best player? RJ Barrett? Out of here.
I would probably suggest that he's their second best player because I think he's better than Brandon Ingram. But Scotty Barnes.
Brandon Ingram's their best player? Out of here.
I would say Scotty Barnes is probably
Scotty
the best
Barnes
player.
The best player? Out of here. Under. Scotty Barnes sucks. Don't give me a Scotty Barnes thing. He can't shoot.
I do see that.
He shoots like me.
I do see a way this does go over if some of these players on this team actually learn how to shoot. But the problem is they are very thin at point guard. I know that they'll probably try to run a lot of the offense through Scotty Barnes, but it's a very wing-heavy team, and they're also paying Jakob Poeltl a lot of money. This is one of the things where I'm like, I really could see it going over. I'm just not really sold on it, though. But they don't really have an incentive to really be that terrible. Yes, they do have their draft pick, but they've been bad for a while. So they're definitely trying to turn things around. Next, we got the Heat at 36.5 wins. I am taking the over. Pat Riley is going to rip off some wins in this terrible Eastern Conference.
I'm taking the under because Pat Riley is in a nursing home right now, and he hasn't done shit.
Did I say Pat Riley? Or Eric Spoelstra?
Okay, but still. Here's the thing about the Heat. I'm so tired. This is partially because I listen to Lebatard again. I'm so tired of every fucking offseason. I hear this, oh, we're going to try our best to get a superstar. Kevin Durant, come to the Heat. Ooh, are they going to try again next year? They won't get him. They can't get him. It's done.
They're trying for 2027 when all the contracts are off the books pretty much except for Bam and Jovic.
You know what Eric Spoelstra should go do? Go be the president and GM of the Wizards and coach them and bring them back to success. Prove to us you're the GOAT.
Yeah, why would he leave Miami for Washington, D.C.?
For a challenge. These guys are competitive. And clearly, again, Pat Riley's not going to do anything for him.
But he loves being in Miami. And also, yeah, again, the Heat, they were also absolutely one of the worst clutch teams last year. If that alone turns around, they're going to get some more wins. They did get Norman Powell in a trade. That should help with their offense. And they did also re-sign Jovic to a 4-year, $62 million deal. I know a lot of people are going to think that's disgusting, but with the rising salary cap, that really is not going to look terrible at all. But yeah, I got the Heat going over. Next, we got the Bulls at 32.5.
You think I'm going to go over on this one? The Bulls are fucking irrelevant, man.
We got to make a contest for this one.
The Bulls are...
Or are we going to make a punishment for the loser? Because there's no way you're winning
the
this.
The Bulls are fucking irrelevant. No. Audi, no.
Bulls are going over.
For what?
You want to know why? Because they're destined to be in the middle. They're going to be fucking...
No.
They're going to be 35 and like...
This is the year they finally fire Billy Donovan out of here.
They're going to be 35 and 40.
The Bulls. Whatever, I forgot they 46 even existed. Or whatever. I was trying to mentally go through how many teams you're going to tell me in the East, and because I was trying to figure out if I'm going to go over on any of these guys, and I forgot the Bulls even existed. That's how irrelevant they are. And I'm a Chicago sports fan. Get out of here with the Bulls.
The Bulls are destined to be in the play-in tournament, and that for that reason alone, that is why they'll go over. Next, we got the Hornets at 25.5. That number is way too low. I believe the Hornets actually got some talent. LaMelo, both ball out for a few games. They got Brandon Miller.
Under. No, LaMelo Ball's not a winning player.
Don't know who they have at center, but, well, they'll figure it out.
LaMelo Ball's not a winning player. That's my boomer take. I'm sticking with it. Under.
Surprisingly, I don't really have that much takes on the Hornets. I wish I had more, but...
That's a sentence no one's ever said in their life. Mm-hmm. Brother, Wingstop told me it's going to arrive now between 6:58 and 7:04.
Bro, what did I tell you? Take the over. I told you Wingstop was not showing up on time. I know I'm a little bit
too
happy about
that. It's been canceled by like 7 drivers so far. Because they get to the store and they're told it's not ready yet.
Okay. All right. Next, we got the Wizards at 20.5.
You think I'm talking about this goddamn team?
All right, so you're going under?
Yes.
All right.
There's no analysis needed for this one.
I also got the under. They are the Wizards. They may be trying to win. They may not be trying to win. I don't know until I see some sign of life from that team. I will not go over. They do have some interesting young players. Koulibaly, Sarr. But I don't know if I really believe in any of them. And I think Koulibaly's already injured to start the year. So, yeah, I'm going under. All right, finally, we got the Nets. This one, I really, at 20.5, I really want to go over because I think MPJ and Cam Thomas can just take them to some wins. Alec is extremely offended by that. They do have a good coach. They don't have a lot of shooting besides Cam Thomas and MPJ.
But how is their coach good? What has he done?
He was literally too good. He was winning too many games last year.
No, it's going under. You think Michael Porter Jr.
But the problem is they did trade back for their pick, and this is the last year that they have their control of their pick. So I – and again, Cam Thomas is also on a qualifying offer, so they're probably going to fuck around with his minutes and not really give him a fair shot. So I'm going under because I think that they – do their best to lose as many games as they can and take control of that pick and hopefully get a top four pick this year because they were absolutely flabbergasted when they got pick number 8 this year. And they literally only drafted passers except for Drake Powell, my boy. But yeah, that's it for the Eastern Conference.
So my take must be that he sucks.
Yeah, you are we doing a punishment for this? Because you literally...
No.
No, we should. Oh, this could be the 9x9.
Nah.
Whoever does the worst in the over-unders, they got to do the 9x9.
Nah.
You literally did not. Okay, let me ask you. Would you like, now that you've gone through all the numbers, you've seen all the teams.
No, I'm sticking
with my guns. Would you like to change any of your picks from under to over?
No.
You really want to go under on every Eastern Conference team?
Yes.
Okay, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I have 8 overs and 7 unders. I probably should flip one of those overs to an under, but I'm feeling good about mine. I am not feeling great about yours.
Yeah. Nick, are we taking our shots? We can keep talking about basketball, though, because, fuck, this fucking Wingstop's never going to come, so.
What did I tell you? Literally, what did I tell you before the pod? Listen to me now, believe me later on.
You probably got to wrap this up, though, so he can go take a shit.
Yeah, that's fine. But yeah, I suppose that's all the basketball news I got for now. You got anything else you want to touch on?
No, I just want this food, and I want this dog to stop chewing the blanket for no fucking reason.
Is that his blanket, or is that your blanket?
It's his now. Just like anything else in this fucking apartment.
He's really chewing at that tag. But would you like me to go first in my shot?
Yeah.
All right, as I was telling you and Alec earlier, this take will probably piss you off, but I'm going to say it. Hot dogs, better, no sauce. No ketchup, no mustard, just raw dog it.
Ew.
Yeah, cutes in the back. Thank you. You're correct. That's a stupid take.
I knew that was going to piss you off.
That's not going to enrage me as much as some other ones, but that's still a stupid take. Also, just put some fucking sauce on it.
If I put, I don't know, I don't like ketchup or mustard that much. If I did something, like, I would go something weird, like a Chick-fil-A sauce, but, like, honestly, fuck it. Just give me, like, all-natural beef hot dog, give me a bun. Raw dog it.
What about mayonnaise?
Ah, man. I can't put me on a hot dog.
What a contribution from our guest to What About Mayonnaise.
Since we're on the food topics, the other Alec did chime in, and he did say French toast clears both waffles and pancakes. And
news.
That I got to disagree with.
That's fake
I
news.
Will say good French toast is good, but bad French toast is absolute dog shit.
It's just like, it's French, just bread.
French toast is too... There's too many peaks and valleys with French toast.
Mm-hmm.
And even like the best French toast is still not better than pancakes. The best pancakes.
No, it's not better than waffles. Out of here. It's better than pancakes.
Okay, fine. Even the best pancakes. Even the best French toast probably still isn't better than the best waffle.
It's better than pancakes.
It's not better than pancakes.
Cutes, weighing from the background here. What's better, waffles or pancakes? Oh, fuck.
Yes, let's go. Let's fucking go. All right. Those were my few food controversial takes of the week in my shot. I'm surprised you weren't as enraged as I wanted you to be, but yeah.
Well, my shot, I was enraged today. I've already told you guys the shot for our Patreon listener. AI support chats on, like, any website or a CRM system that you use or just anything in general. Out of here. Let me talk to a fucking human. These stupid bots don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and it's dumb. It wastes everybody's time. Just pay somebody minimum fucking wage to get on there and respond to me or call me. I don't care about your stupid AI bot that saves
you
money.
Do you want the logical answer of why they do
it? No, I don't want the logical answer, Nick. Some things don't need to be logical.
Okay, I will just chime in and say it. The quick logical answer why it is that way is because a lot of websites will get stupid requests for just simple basic tasks that a simple chat or AI bot can answer, and that usually comes from the older population, not to stereotype or anything, but yeah, that is why they do that, and they filter those out once they goes above the chat AI bots or capabilities, then they send you off to a human. But because they would get too filtered down by a simple request, that is why they have to filter those out with chatbot AIs. And they also just want to make as much money as possible too, and pay as few people as possible.
Well, thanks for all that information. We will be back on Monday or Wednesday to recap, or Monday or Tuesday to recap the games this weekend, the playoffs, the MLB playoffs.
Hell yeah.
Very, very limited basketball talk until the next recap show.
We got the Western Conference over-unders.
Yeah, that's going in the next recap show.
You said there was going to go on the next show. Well, we still got to get to awards, and then we got to get to our draft, so.
Oh, fuck. Well, we have three weeks
I guess
to
we
do
can,
it.
I guess two. We got 2 weeks. We got next week and the week after.
Yeah, so
the week,
stay tuned. All
right, so the week after that'll be a heavier basketball pod.
Ugh.
Yeah, get excited.
I'm not excited.
Oh, yeah, also, fuck J.J. Redick making him run laps or sprints or whatever. Like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
Fuck J.J. Redick for
bro,
trying to get his players in
shape. This isn't a high
school
team.
You're
shooting him like a fucking
high
school team.
Dude.
LeBron's already skipping practice anyway to go hang out with Kai.
Okay, LeBron has special rules.
I know.
Like... No one on the team's going to get mad at LeBron.
But think about it. He was skipping practice to go hang out with Kai Cenat, a streamer.
Okay, Nick, if you are Gabe Vincent,
trying to trigger you because he's hanging out with a streamer.
But you're not being logical, Nick. Do you think Tom Brady gets away with missing a practice here and there?
Tom Brady was training with speed.
Oh, my fucking God. You know the point I'm trying to make. You're trying to trigger me, and it worked. Goodbye.